Numbers 26. After the Lord had stopped the deadly disease from killing the Israelites, he said to Moses and Eleazar, son of Aaron,
I want you to find out how many Israelites are in each family, and list every man 20 years and older who is able to serve in Israel's army.
Israel was now camped in the hills of Moab across the Jordan River from the town of Jericho. Moses and Eleazar told them what the Lord had said about counting the men 20 years and older, just as Moses and their ancestors had done when they left Egypt. There were 43,730 men from the tribe of Reuben, the oldest son of Jacob. These men were from the clans of Hanok, Pallu, Hezron, and Carmi. Pallu was the father of Eliab and the grandfather of Nemuel, Dathan, and Abiram. These are the same Dathan and Abiram who had been chosen by the people, but who followed Korah and rebelled against Moses, Aaron, and the Lord. That's when the Lord made the earth open up and swallow Dathan, Abiram, and Korah. At the same time, fire destroyed 250 men as a warning to the other Israelites. But the Korahite clan wasn't destroyed. There were 22,200 men from the tribe of Simeon. They were from the clans of Nemuel, Jamin, Jachin, Zerah, and Shaul. There were 40,500 men from the tribe of Gad. They were from the clans of Zephon, Haggi, Shunai, Osni, Eri, Arad, and Areli. There were 76,500 men from the tribe of Judah. They were from the clans of Shelah, Perez, Zerah, Hezron, and Hamul. Judah's sons, and Onan, had died in Canaan. There were 64,300 men from the tribe of Issachar. They were from the clans of Tola, Puva, Jashub, and Shimron. There were 60,500 men from the tribe of Zebulun. They were from the clans of Sirad, Elon, and Jaleel. There were 52,700 men from the tribe of Manasseh, son of Joseph. They were from the clan of Maker, the clan of Gilead, his son, and the clans of his six grandsons, Iezer, Helek, Azrael, Shechem, Shemida, and Hefer. Zelophehad, son of Hefer, had no sons, but he had five daughters, Mala, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. There were 32,500 men from the tribe of Ephraim, son of Joseph. They were from the clans of Shuthelah, Beker, Tahan, and Iram, the son of Shuthelah. There were 45,600 men from the tribe of Benjamin. They were from the clans of Bela, Ashbel, Ahiram, Shephupham, Hupham, as well as from Ard and Naaman, the two sons of Bela. There were 64,400 men from the tribe of Dan. They were all from the clan of Shuham. There were 53,400 men from the tribe of Asher. They were from the clans of Imnah, Ishvi, and Beriah, and from the two clans of Heber and Malkiel, the sons of Beriah. Asher's daughter was Sarah. There were 45,400 men from the tribe of Naphtali. They were from the clans of Jaziel, Gunai, Jezer, and Shillem. The total number of Israelite men listed was 601,730. The Lord said to Moses,
Divide the land of Canaan among these tribes according to the number of people in each one. So the larger tribes have more land than the smaller ones. I will show you what land to give each tribe, and they will receive as much land as they need according to the number of people in it.
The tribe of Levi included the clans of the Gershonites, Kohathites, Merarites, as well as the clans of Libni, Hebron, Mahli, Mushi, and Korah. Kohath the Levite was the father of Amram, the husband of Levi's daughter Jochebed, who was born in Egypt. Amram and Jochebed's three children were Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. Aaron was the father of Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu had died when they offered fire that was unacceptable to the Lord. In the tribe of Levi, there were 23,000 men and boys at least a month old. They were not listed with the other tribes because they would not receive any land in Canaan. Moses and Eleazar counted the Israelites while they were camped in the hills of Moab across the Jordan River from Jericho. none of the people that Moses and Aaron had counted in the Sinai desert were still alive, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. The Lord had said that everyone else would die there in the desert.